Welcome to the new intro. Welcome to More Than Money. That is that's such a great piece of music. Thank you, John. Appreciate that very much. By the way, I have an idea for Name That Tune. We'll share that on the break, and we'll see if we can work something out. And Bobby Gunther Walsh exiting the studio. He has left.
Hi, Gene.
You haven't left the building.
No. Elvis has.
Elvis has. Many, many moons ago.
Well, that's what they say.
Is he dead? Is he dead?
Bagging groceries in Michigan.
Is he dead? To quote Bobby Gunther Walsh, I hope so. They buried him. And he thinks I don't listen. Welcome to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, January the 27th, January nearly over. I don't know about you folks. A lot of you much younger than I, and so you may experience time differently. But the older I get, months now go like weeks. It's like Monday was January 1st. No, it wasn't. It has just flown, absolutely flown, and continues to accelerate. Part of it's because we're having great fun. Time does fly when you're having fun, and we're having great fun and serving lots of folks, serving lots of you, which is, to be honest, that's great fun. So if we may be of service to you this morning, that's exactly what we wish to do. Shortly, I'll give you three different methods that you can employ to contact us and ask your questions and express your opinions and inform us of your concerns, and we'll get you from point A to point B in your financial life and be happy to do so. Old school, traditional, 610-720-7900, the WAEB News Radio hotline, 610-720-7900. You talk to the lovely and talented John Elliott, and then you have to talk to me. Hey. Actually, you don't have to talk to me. John's been with us a long time. John, very, very skilled. If you're a little shy, you don't want to actually talk on the radio, or you figure your voice is so famous people are going to know who you are instantly, then call 610-720-7900. Share your question with John. He'll give it to me. And we do that pretty well. We get some really good questions that come from folks who are shy. And generally speaking, again, this is not John's first rodeo. He's been doing it a long time. And if you are reasonably clear about your question, he'll be able to help. And if you do want to talk on air, but you don't want to use your own name, John will help you come up with an alias. he's witness protection being what it is. WITSEC. just okay. 610-720-7900 is the first way you can join us. The second way is by sending us an email, gene@askmtm.com, gene@askmtm.com. And that works very, very well. And finally, if you wish to join the show, lots of folks listen on iHeartMedia because it's our house is a perfect example in the kitchen. Clears a bell. In the master bath, jeez, the signal stinks. I kick on the iHeartMedia, boom, clears a bell. So lots of folks listen for clarity. Lots of folks listen because they're on their workstation. A lot of folks work on Saturday mornings. Not John, not me, but a lot of folks work on Saturday mornings. And they're on their workstation. It's a very easy way to join us. All you need to do is log on, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. You hit the listen live button. You then hit the Ask Gene button, and you can listen live, and you can be fully involved in the entire show. And we'd be very, very happy if you would do that. If you've got folks that are further afield and you wish to share the show with them, just give them a quick call. Let them know that they can log on. And we'll be happy to serve them as well, no matter where they may be. We've got folks from as far away as California, as close as New Jersey, of course, in Bethlehem, and happy to serve all of them coast to coast. Again, 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. What a day in the markets yesterday. Goodness gracious. What a month in the markets for January. Goodness gracious. 4% plus gain in 1 month. Lots of folks are wondering if that is foretelling the future of the market for the year. In general, how January goes is how the market goes, but that's in general. And there's lots of in generals that don't apply year by year. 2016, January and February, dreadful, painful. Minus 14% in January and February. And then something happened. There was an election, something like that in November, and the market turned from what was fundamentally flat coming into the election to plus 11 from the early part of November through December. So folks have forgotten that sometimes January goes down and the markets go up and vice versa. We don't expect that. We think the markets appear solid. The numbers appear reasonable and supportive of the continued progress, upward progress. But Gene has no psychic ability whatsoever. His bride would be quick to point out he has psychotic ability that just doesn't seem to end, no matter how hard she prays. But psychic ability, no one does. Nobody has psychic ability. Those who claim to know what's going to happen are either medicated or should be. Or worse, sociopathic. They just, they really believe they've got the gift. And that's not true, because I consulted my Ouija board and found out they didn't. So there. Yeah, so take that. I was checking out my crystal ball. And then realized it was a snow globe, which, hey, Rudolph's got that little nose. It lights up. It's very cool. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. If you have not received your super important tax information email from MTM Financial Group, if you're a tax client, please email me and let me know, gene@askmtm.com. We had the... You know, when you businesses send out what they call email blasts. They send out thousands at a time. If you have, as I understand it, I'm not an expert in these things. I'm an expert in a lot of things. This isn't happened to be one of them. But in social media, they tell me with an email blast, if you get an open rate of between 3% and 5%, fabulous. And then if you get a click-through rate, so let's say you send it to 100 people, 3 to 5 open it. If one of them finds something interesting and they click on that to make a connection, that's a lot. Yeah. The first wave of our super important tax information, 55% open rate. Yeah, 10 times what you would pray for, and 35% click-through rate. That's how valuable this email truly is. So if you haven't yet received it, please do so. Just send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. Or if you have received it and you haven't opened it yet, you ought to open it and you ought to read it. 610-720-7900. I have a question that I think John can answer. Okay. You want to give it a go?
Sure.
Grab your microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. See? And turning it on, even that works even better.
Well, I'm not working this morning. Go ahead.
That's two of us. Gentleman writes, I'm not sure if his name is Bruce or August. So let's go. August. August writes, should I refinance my home?
It depends.
And what else can we say?
What are the circumstances?
Exactly. What? Who? When? Where? Something. Give me a little something.
But those two words worked, right?
Absolutely. What? Those are the only words that do work. And no offense to the gentleman who writes the question, I'm sure. And I do this sadly on occasion where I'm thinking through something, thinking. I'm not sharing any of those thinkings. And I go from point A to point S. Mm-hmm. And then I go, should I refinance my house? And I haven't filled anybody else in with all this stuff about, you know, I refinanced it 5 or 6 years ago. My interest rate is 3.2%. Interest rates are starting to go up. I might need some money. I've thought all that myself. That's what I, when I saw this email, I thought I'm sure he's a very nice gentleman. But I thought, what I thought was, what the hell? I don't know what to do with that, but I knew you could handle it.
Well,
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It depends. Should you refinance your house? Back to the psychic ability, or not so much.
Sidekick.
Oh, you got psychic ability. I'm liking that. John Elliott with sidekick ability. All right, we're going to use that. Going to make a note. Don't want to lose it. 610-720-7900. Goodness, should I refinance my home? What are some of the indicators that you might want to refinance your home if you have a high interest rate? Now, interest rates have started to creep up a little bit, which is creepy in and of itself. Interest rates for 30-year mortgages a year or two ago, a little bit over 3, now a little bit over 4. So, in general, would you want to refinance from a lower interest rate to a higher interest rate? In general, no. But why might you? What circumstance might occur where you would say, higher interest rate on my mortgage, but it's still a better idea? What situation? Well, how about if you had a $200,000 home, you had a $50,000 mortgage balance at 3.25%, refinancing was going to take it to 4, but you were going to pay off $25,000 in credit card bills that you're currently paying 12% interest on. All right, now we're on to something. Now we're in a situation where you might very well decide that makes sense. That makes some sense because you're adding another factor to it. You're not just adjusting the current interest rate on your home mortgage, you're gaining the advantage of lowering your interest rate on your credit card bills. That's one idea. I'm going to struggle to see if there's another idea why you might refinance if your interest rate is lower. Now, not everybody's interest rate is. Some folks had to sadly pay significantly higher rates. Some have 4.5%, 5%, 6% mortgages because their credit scores at some point were not very good, and maybe they've improved. So for some folks, a 4% mortgage rate might be an improvement. Another reason. What if you originally had a 30-year mortgage at 3.25%, 3.5%, and you've already paid 15 years in? And now you could refinance for a 15-year at a slightly lower rate, perhaps. That's a reason why you might want to do that. Beyond that, I would struggle. But I don't know. It depends. Thank you, John. He's our expert depender.
Well, either that or I was reading an article, and if I can find it, I will send it to you.
Okay.
About some of these predatory loans.
Yeah.
And in California, the interest rate was triple digits. That it said that someone went to borrow like $5,000, and till it was all said and done, they paid back they would pay back $42,000.
Yeah, that's
and some states they don't cap that they're allowed to get away with a higher.
Sure. Generally not on mortgages.
No, just generally, on a like a
personal loan. Yeah, or a payday loan. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Goodness. We have often mentioned on air one of our competitors, Dave Ramsey. I think, in my experience, and to be fair, I'm absolutely not an expert at credit counseling. I'm not an expert at digging out from grievous financial situations. Dave Ramsey, in my opinion, is an expert on those things, and some of what the experiences that he has shared of folks he's helped, they are dreadful. And a lot of folks, out of ignorance, out of desperation, out of just, you know, maybe preservation, they're in preservation mode. They just feel like they have nowhere else to turn. People take advantage. Predatory is the right word. And let's see, what's the other right? It's a phrase. Burn in hell for those kind of predatory lenders. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Young lady writes, how do I know if being in the balanced investment in my 401k is the right place for me? I will be 55 in July and hope to work until I am 67. Very important detail. 12 years. Very important detail. I have $126,500 in my 401k now. I contribute $85 a week. My boss matches 10. My boss also does a safe harbor each year. For a lot of folks who are not familiar with that phrase, it means the company makes an additional contribution to the 401ks. Generally, if it's safe harbor, it could be as much as 4% of her paycheck. So very, very significant. I want to earn as much as possible, but don't want to risk losing everything before retirement. Thank you for your advice. Well, young lady, thank you for your question. Very, very good question indeed. Balancing return and risk is always the challenge. And we're not talking about risk in general. We're talking about the kind of risk that you personally can tolerate. Some investors can tolerate virtually no risk, which is why when you look at their 401k plans, they are largely invested in extremely conservative positions. I've even seen 401k balances that were 100% invested in the stable value fund offering, which is only going to pay 2, 3, 4% ever. Annette has not done that. She has balanced out her portfolio half in the market, half out. Is that going to give her the highest rate of return over the next 12 years? The answer is likely no. No, having a more aggressive approach, maybe a 60% in the stock market or 70% in the stock market, at least for part of the next 12 years, maybe the first 6 or 7, and then pulling back as she got closer to retirement, would give her, in all probability, no guarantees, in all probability, a higher rate of return. Now, will it give her greater peace of mind? No, not necessarily. And will it give her greater consistency? No, absolutely not. The higher proportion of investments that you make in the stock market, the higher the volatility that you're going to experience, the more ups and downs, the more ups and downs. Ups and downs can be very disquieting, very unsettling. And if for some reason that kind of volatility, that kind of roller coaster ride would cause her to get kind of bumped out of the market completely, then that would be a dreadful result. It would be a disservice to her. So how does she know if being in a balanced 401k is the right for her? She's given me enough details that I think if it's not right, it's really close. If it's not spot on, it's really close. Could she afford to take a bit more risk in the market? Perhaps, but I wouldn't want to make that recommendation until I sat with her and spent that half an hour, have a conversation, look her in the eyes when we talk about risk, ask her if she remembers 2008 and how did that feel, and did her 401k drop like a stone off a cliff, and did she want to jump off the 67-story tower or not? And does she understand that 12 years is a good long time and that she doesn't have to decide today and stick with it for no, we make adjustments. If she understands all that, then I think where she is a good starting point. it's a very good starting point. And might very well need some adjustments now to get a bit more aggressive and need consistent monitoring and adjustment as she goes from age 55 to age 67. She's done well up to this point, and now she's going to do even better. 610-720-7900. That's the number that Sharon has called. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Gene.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. How may we serve you?
Well, I know you're very wise, so I felt it best to come your direction for some guidance.
Thank you.
I received a letter in the mail the other day. It was just addressed to me from our bank. And the bank is telling me that I've been pre-approved for a Latitude credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So initially, I was just going to toss it because I have no interest in any credit cards. I don't have any balances on credit cards. I have what I need as far as any card at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, I read through it, though, and it says you will have more flexibility with lower interest rates, and at 0% for 15 billing cycles. And, again, I still thought, well, I'm not interested. And then my husband looked at it, and he said to me, did you see the part where it says about accept your pre-approved credit card offer and you will be given $200 deposited into your savings account? And I thought, if they're going to give me $200, I'll apply for the card, but I won't use it. But I don't know that that's a wise thing to do, because sometimes I think if you open a card, I don't want it to go against me, even though I know I'm not going to use it. But I wanted your take on if you heard of any offers ever like this from a bank and what your thoughts are about this.
It's a very good question. And I, like you, when something sounds too good to be true, I get really suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that you're a little bit questioning this this gift horse in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I have heard of a number of banks who are trying to expand their credit card base, and they are relying on human nature. And human nature says the vast majority of people, if they get a credit card, they're going to use it.
Right, right.
So they have calculated that it's a reasonable price to give people $200 to get them started, because they expect that a fair number of folks, not you, but a fair number of other folks are going to end up using it, and it's going to be profitable to the bank. I would be cautious. Quite often, cards that offer either bonuses or benefits, I see the gas cards all the time. You get 5 cents or 10 cents off every gallon of gas, and then you look at it, it's every gallon of gas up to 10 gallons a month, which is a dollar. Come on, it's nothing. If indeed they will give you $200, if indeed they don't require that you use it, I would take the $200, I would get the card, I would cut it up instantly so I never use it, and I'd be very, very happy. We have seen credit card offerings like that. We have seen savings account offerings like that, where some of the online banks are offering folks who invest or deposit anything above $10,000 a $200 contribution credit to their savings account for opening the account. I'm pretty happy about those as well. A little higher interest rates, and of course, you're getting 2% right up front. Simply be cautious if you're in the bank the next time, and just confirm that you don't have to use it. That would be my number one kind of suspicion, that they would require that you, in order to get 200, you have to charge a certain amount. As long as you don't have to do that, take the 200, smile from ear to ear, and enjoy it.
Does that go against my credit score if I open another card and don't use it?
Yeah, the term against your credit score is kind of a loaded question. It almost assumes that if you open a credit card that it's a negative. The answer is no, it's not a negative. Having credit cards, having loans, having mortgages, these are not negatives. These are data points. If for some reason you were to open it, if for some reason you ran up a credit bill and you didn't pay it, that's a negative.
Okay.
If you opened it, used it once or twice and paid it off immediately, that's a positive.
Okay.
So it won't be if you do what you suspect you're going to do, which is get the account open, take the $200 and never use it,
right.
It's neutral. It won't help or hurt.
Okay.
All right.
All right, very good. I knew you would help me and put my mind at ease as to what would be best to do here.
You're very kind. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. You've got three ways to reach us. We hope that you will indeed reach us, because your questions are far more interesting than anything I might come up with. We've got a fistful of emails. We're hoping that you will join us with your calls, your emails, and lots more. Voice of an Angel saying, hey, we got to take a quick break. Fox Network News, it's only a couple minutes, so don't go far. We'll be back with you right after this on More Than Money.
I don't know how you keep on giving.
Almost wasn't able to offer. It's hard to offer explanations from three offices away. I was two studios down and three over and around the corner. But my, because John has sidekick ability, he was right there. Welcome back. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. It's January the 27th, which is insane because 20 minutes ago was January 1st. And we're happy to serve you. We are taking your calls at 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900. You're going to want to jot that number down, by the way, because we're going to do name that tune here momentarily. 610-720-7900. Or you can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. Or you can log on. You can access our show from wherever you have access to the internet, morethanmoneyonline.com. Some of my daughter's college roommates are threatening that they're listening on Saturday mornings. College students up at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Maybe they're listening to the podcast.
Oh, maybe they are going to the podcast. That makes more sense. Goodness gracious. I was going to say, in college, I don't think I was up. Actually, I was the inverse of all the other college kids. I never had trouble getting classes scheduled because I wanted all my classes done by noon. I was either in the Air Force or I worked all through college. So it was way easier to get everything. And 8 o'clock classes, nobody wanted those. I was in all the time, 8, 9, 10, 11. So I could get 3, 4, 5 classes in, be done by noon. All right, I had some work to do, homework, I get that, but either I was working or I was in military. I could tell you what I was doing, but then I'd have to kill you, Okay. Which makes it particularly hard on radio. It's really a challenge. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Shall we do name that tune? Let's give it a go. Crank her up there, brother.
Okay, we're only going to do a little bit.
Because you think it's so recognizable.
Well, yeah, but not only that, but you open up Shazam. And you're
gonna, oh, I get it. Oh, yeah, Shazam. Yeah, well, all right, let's give it a go. I'm thinking 2 seconds. That was 1 second.
Oh, okay.
I think 2 seconds. That's great. 610-720-7900. One of our listeners, Jeff, listened to our intro from this morning from the Talking Heads. He goes, I think Rush uses the same snippet. And I know for years he used the Pretenders, but he walked away from that. He might be using. He might be. Yeah, it's not a forever thing. It's just we love that piece of music. 610-720-7900. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on More Than Money. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I would like to say it's You're So Vain.
And the artist?
Carly Simon.
Ah, fantastic. Congratulations. You are absolutely correct. John picked that, and he said this is a special one just for you, Gene.
What? Awesome.
I know. Was that hard? That was like harsh.
I love it, but you're not so vain.
I'm not so vain. Come on. All right. I've got my moments, but I'm not so vain. I'm not like Warren Beatty or any of those guys. Those guys were.
Right.
All right. Hang on 1 second. John's got to get your information, and we're going to send you a lovely gift. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Hang on. 610-720-7900. You're so vain indeed.
I didn't pick it.
Yeah. My sidekick ability over there is saying, no, he's not responsible. He's not. I heard it. I just heard it this week. It's one of my favorite songs. It's a great song. Carly Simon, married to James Taylor, one of my favorites as well. And as a matter of fact, for her birthday, Diane, back in December, her birthday is on the 20th. I got really, really fortunate because two of our favorite groups of all time, the Eagles and James Taylor, are in concert together. Get out of Dodge. July down in Philly, down at the Philly Stadium. And I was very, very fortunate to get some good seats. And goodness, we're just pretty exciting stuff. So 610-720-7900. If you've got questions for us, comments, or concerns, we're happy to take your calls and be of service to you. Jeff, I appreciate your comment about Talking Heads and Rush. Rush and I, you know, we're so much alike. So much alike. He and I, friends for... I wish I could say that were true. I feel like it's true because I've been listening to Rush for so very long, and I so appreciate his style, his just flat out his style. He is one of the brightest guys I know, and yet he doesn't take himself very seriously, and he has a great sense of humor, and he can explain things crystal clear, simple terms. He cuts right through all the hoo-ha. With a lot of the comments, a lot of the topics that he addresses, hoo-ha is what he's got to cut through. Goodness gracious. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Mark writes, do I understand correctly that we can no longer deduct our financial advisor or income tax preparation fees? True. Starting in 2018, so for 2017, you still may. But starting in 2018, those two formerly deductible items are no longer deductible. Now, for some folks, that stinks. That's just nasty. For the vast majority of folks, not a big deal. By most guesstimates, 30% of Americans were itemizing their deductions. 70% were not. So if you did not itemize, you did not get to deduct, so to speak, your tax preparation fees or your investment advisor fees. Anyway, they were included in your standard deduction. I'm going to circle back to that idea here in a second because there's an important point to be made. For those who did deduct those items, there was always an offset. And the offset was 2% of their adjusted gross income. So if they had an adjusted gross income of $100,000, 2% is $2,000. If they had a tax preparation fee of $250, they couldn't deduct it anyway. So even for the 30% who were doing tax deductions, the restrictions on deductibility bumped a lot of folks out of being able to deduct their tax preparation fees. Even though it appeared on their tax return, it had no positive effect. And finally, for investment advisory fees, if you have a $100,000 account, if your fee is, I'm picking a number, $1,200 a year, again, if your offset is $2,000, you got no deduction for your fee. If your fee was much larger, then yes, you're going to feel the pinch a little bit. The Tax Reform Act has done lots of beneficial things, many of which you've already heard about. We're going to circle back to that topic as well. Goodness, I feel like the Olympic rings here. I've got like five circles and they're all intertwined. Let's go to the first circle. I had a conversation with one of my favorite clients this week. He's been with us for years and years and years. He's a bright guy, tremendous guy. And he mentioned that he's a little disappointed that because the standard deduction is going to be so much larger and because his mortgage balance has dropped significantly, he will no longer, now this is his description, he will no longer be able to deduct the interest on his mortgage. And technically, he's correct. Technically, he's correct. If you look at the numbers, if you look at his numbers, you'll kind of quickly determine that the standard deduction, because it's so much higher in 2018, will be a better deal for him than deducting what is now something less than $2,000 a year in interest, because his interest, his mortgage balance is so low, his interest rate is so low, his deductions are very, very modest. So as a result, he doesn't get to quote-unquote deduct that. But because his standard deduction has risen so significantly married filing jointly 13, so we're looking at $26,000 a year, he may actually come out with a lower tax bill, not being able to deduct his mortgage interest. So is it really true that he doesn't get to deduct his mortgage interest? Yes, but no. So it's very important that you don't paint with a broad brush, as my mom used to say, that you look very carefully and specifically at your situation. Yes, you might lose a deduction, like a tax prep fee, like an investment advisor fee, like a mortgage interest deduction. You might, quote unquote, lose those, and yet your income taxes still might go down. That's kind of cool. Now, second circle. All right, this would be like the infinity sign if there's... All right, never mind. Second circle. The tax bill has had some remarkable impacts in lots of other ways. Corporations, which until this Tax Reform Act were paying some of the highest corporate taxes, if not the highest in the world, now are being taxed at remarkably competitive rates, much, much lower than the highest, kind of slightly below middle of the pack for the world. And as a result, some companies, many companies, and I'm sure you've heard many of the stories, kind of instantly announced that they're giving bonuses to their employees. Some gave Christmas bonuses. Some gave extra contributions to 401ks. Some companies voluntarily increased their minimum wage to $15 an hour. So this infusion of capital that prior to the Tax Reform Act was lost to the federal government, translation, wasted, left corporate hands, went to the federal government to be wasted, stayed in their hands, and all of a sudden their employees are making more money, their retirement balances are higher, these are really good things. Lots of other things. We talked last week about Apple repatriating over $200 billion, understanding that they were going to pay a relatively, if I understand right, their tax bill. Are you sitting down? $38 billion in taxes that they were happy to pay. Happy to pay. Because prior to that, they would have paid three times that. So they're repatriating money. This week, the announcements continue. Companies that are bringing dollars back to America, companies that are announcing employee hirings, plant expansions, reinvestments, debt repayment. We are in a constant state of bemoaning how much people owe, companies, individuals, etc., paying down debt. Tons of positive things are happening. Pretty exciting stuff. And then there are things you can't deduct anymore. So there's lots of things to be circled back to. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Peter writes, my wife and I are about 2 years from retirement. The last 2 years have been great. Great. Oh, I got emotionally choked up there for a second. He made so much money. It's a beautiful thing. Sorry. The last 2 years have been great for our 401ks and IRAs. Is that or I was yodeling, one or the other, because sometimes my Swiss background comes out. I did that that Ancestry.com thing. And as my dad told me forever, we were from Wales. Our family is from Wales. And I think like 74% of my background is Welsh. So that's kind of cool. I got a little bit of Swiss in there. Yeah, which sounds a little cheesy to me. So, oh, yeah, nice. I think I want to be Swiss, but the flag's a big plus. We have a caller calling in to tell you that those jokes are terrible. But I do have a chunk of Viking in me, and I've been watching the Vikings on History Channel. That's just craziness. I love that show. Okay, Peter writes, my wife and I are 2 years from retirement. Last 2 years have been great. We have more now than we expected to have in 2 more years at retirement. It would make us very sad to get this close and then see it messed up. What should we be doing now so that we're not very sad in 2 years? This is a great question. Okay, couple things. The first thing that you can do is acknowledge that you need to monitor. You need to stay on top of this. You can't, this is not your 401k that you've had for 30 years where you just kind of set it up and you don't even think about it. And then you get a quarterly statement and you go, wow, that's really cool. But you haven't really paid attention to it. You haven't been very active. Number one, you have to be active. Number two, if you're not sure what being active means in terms of monitoring and making adjustments, get yourself to a financial advisor now. Don't wait 2 years until you're ready to roll your 401ks into your IRAs. Get a financial advisor now. Get advice and counsel and guidance about what to be looking for and what monitoring needs to be done and what adjustments are possible. Number three, make sure that your allocations, your investment selections, match your financial goals. Up till now, your financial goals have been grow that money, and it has worked beautifully the last 2 years. Now your financial goals have transitioned and you are leaning more in the direction of hang on to that money. And if you're looking at a 401k plan that was out of touch and it was 70, 80, 90% in the stock market, that is not an appropriate allocation for somebody who is more conservative, more concerned about hanging on than growing. Perhaps an investment allocation of 50% or 40% or 30% would be more appropriate. No way to know until you sit down with an appropriate financial advisor, one that you trust, one that gives you good information that you understand, and develop a sound allocation strategy, investment strategy. Number four, you monitor, you stay on top of it, because even in 2008, when the most recent and most painful memory of how things can drop, they did not drop off a cliff. They did not happen from Thursday to Friday morning. They happened over a 15-month period of time. So is it possible that you could set yourself up that you're now 40% in the market and then things start to deteriorate and you might decide to make some movements out of the market? The answer is that's absolutely true. You can do all of these things. And by the way, you should do all of these things. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Peter. Peter, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good, beautiful morning.
Yeah, oh, it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. What a great day. How may we serve you, sir?
My wife is 401k.
Yep.
From, I will say, 10 years ago to this morning,
mm-hmm.
has exponentially, especially in the last, I'd say, 9 months, skyrocketed.
Sure.
I mean, it's always unbelievable. When we get the statement, I just got the statement, I think, 2 weeks ago. And we showed, I made her a call to make sure that was the real number. It's almost unbelievable.
That's cool.
My question is, everything is great right now. But in 3 years or 7 years, when Trump leaves office and they can change policies, do I do something to get out of that 401k before that happens and keep the profits?
Oh, it's a fair question. Now, let me ask you a question. How old is your wife?
My wife is 46.
So we've got, between 15 and 20 years before we're going to use this money. Do you get out of the 401k? The answer is likely no. Do you stay in the 401k, but do you change your investment strategy? The answer is likely yes. In the next 15 to 20 years, are you going to go through three or four more presidents? Yes. Are some of them going to be really, in my opinion, terrific, like Donald Trump, for economic purposes? Are some of them going to be really stinky? Think Jimmy Carter, for economic purposes. Absolutely. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. The key is not to be inside a 401k or outside. Stay inside for all the tax advantages. The key is to adjust your investment approach as the circumstances require. In a couple of years, 3 years, as Donald Trump is either in or out of office, the economy is going to be very different than it is today. Hopefully better, hopefully healthier, but unemployment issues are going to be there. Inflation issues are going to be there. Interest rate increases are going to be there. So do you have to make changes? Yes. Have you done beautifully well? You have. Now the question is, can you keep it on autopilot, or do you have to be a little more proactive? And the answer is you have to be more proactive.
And can I make those changes? It's my wife's 401k.
Sure.
Can we make the changes ourselves?
Oh,
or
sure.
Do we have to go through her employer's?
No. In most every case, very few cases have I ever bumped into where you needed any kind of intervention by the employer. In many many 401k plans today, you can not only do it yourself, you can do it online, middle of the night, following the instructions for their website, or you can make a phone call to a toll-free number and have them help you make those changes.
Stellar information once again. Thank you, sir, very much, and enjoy your beautiful weekend.
Peter, take care. God bless. 610-720-7900. 2 minutes, sir? Top of the hour, which means Fox Network News, and it means a couple other things. It means that if you need to leave us, we don't wish to leave you high and dry for a whole week. So if you need to contact us between now and next week, all you need to do is reach out. You can send me an email directly, gene@askmtm.com. You can call our More Than Money World headquarters in the Holy Land between Bethlehem and Nazareth. All you need to do is call 610-746-7007. And you can always log on to our website for all the contact information and lots, lots more. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Very, that is a great first hour. Holy cow. Great questions, great people. When we start the second hour this morning, we have a detailed email from a young lady whose husband passed away in October. And she has some very, very interesting things to say, and I want to share all that with you. Of course, I want to share your questions as well. So give us a call, 610-720-7900. We're going to take your calls and questions and concerns after this on More Than Money.